On September 21st, 2013, the internet went dark. Every email was deleted. The only movie on Netflix was Norbit. All pictures of cheeseburger loving cats were replaced with photos of Steve Buscemi. It looked like things would never return to normal. Then, just as all hope was starting to fade, a light was cast upon the darkness. Mankind was about to be changed forever for the better. After an absence of 471 days, the Happy Cast had returned. Everybody, thank you for joining us here on Happy Cast. I am Brian, and I'm joined by none other than the one, the only, well, I mean, I guess you're not the only Ben. There are probably millions of Bens in the world, right?
Yeah, well,
You don't have that trademarked?
I don't know about millions, maybe like hundreds of thousands, but, oh, yeah.
I bet there are at least 1 million Bens, at least a million.
Do I need to look this up while we talk?
A millionaire of Bens.
How many Bens there are?
No, it's unimportant.
I'm going to. So no. How have you been? What's been going on? Where were we? Oh, where were you?
Well, the past year and a half or so.
Yeah,
I've been around doing things, doing stuff. Traveling the world. Inventing things, relaunching products, that kind of thing.
What happened to the podcast?
What have you been up to, Ben?
I've been married.
The podcast. How many times? How many times are you married?
Three or four. Always to the same person.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Just
okay.
Repeatedly.
I'm offended. I'm offended that I was only invited to one of these five ceremonies.
No, you were there for all of them. You just didn't really realize it. One happened, a few months ago.
Oh, I was in one of my... Okay. I was in one of my trademark fugue states, right?
Yeah. Well, not even that. We just kind of kept it on the DL. That's what the cool kids say.
Okay. So I'm looking back over my calendar, and I guess that could... That could account for this just week of missing time I have in October. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I can't remember.
Whoops.
Probably one of your weddings, right?
Yeah, that might have been okay, two of the weddings.
Oh, wow. Well, the one wedding I recall going to was very lovely. It's a great ceremony. And I was very, very happy to be a part of it. I was thrilled to be asked to be... one of the better men.
I was thrilled to be able to ask you to be that one that was the best. And you were the
what?
Best.
What? The best man?
You were the best. Yes. Around. That's not how that goes.
This is what listeners have been missing out on. It's just a year of me shamelessly getting Ben to say I'm the best around. Like, okay. I wouldn't say I was the best man at the wedding. I was a pretty good man at the wedding.
You were the second
best man.
Like,
top three,
man.
Maybe top four.
Maybe I was the best man, and you were the second best man.
Well, but as the groom, really, the bride and groom kind of transcend the wedding party. You're above the wedding. You're not really
But I also
there.
Wasn't
You're kind of looking down upon...
I mean, I wasn't really... a groom at right away was not until we got married. It's all the time before that.
Okay.
You were just, you were the best man or second best man. Anyway, what happened?
I was a pretty good man.
You were, I was too.
We recorded the podcast
also pretty awesome.
Before your wedding.
We did. Pudding pouches.
Yeah, we pudding pouches. And then we went dark for a long time, and I mean, I don't want to pull the curtain back too far, but we were running, ran out of money. We couldn't produce the show anymore. But, you know, just when it seemed like it would never come together again, we were contacted by a very generous, anonymous angel investor who offered to bring the show back. So,
yay! Everyone applaud for that unnamed, anonymous, but not to us, investor. Is everyone applauding?
The anonymous investor. Yeah, we can assume they are. But, I mean, unfortunately, we're bringing the show back. It can't be exactly as it was. We have to kind of evolve, change with the times. You know, kids today are all about the Twitter and the Facebook. That's not how things were last time we podcasted. This is all new. So we need to kind of change with the landscape.
Pretty sure there was Twitter last time we podcasted.
You know, so long ago, I can't remember. I'll take your word for it, but things are different, and we need to kind of, you know, we're going to try to stay the same old happy cast at our core, but we're going to kind of branch out and try to, you know, appeal to a new, younger demographic. But fear not. Everything's going to be okay, listener. We're going
to
be fine.
We need to be bleeding edge. Use skeuomorphic social software and innovation along with our modularity weblog, and get some digital signage going.
Yes, these are all things we need to work on, and we will. I hope that you guys stick with us. We try to work through our, you know, some growing pains, but I think the show will be the better for it.
It will be the best.
I really do. And can we announce our tentative release plans right now?
Oh, yeah. We can announce all that.
Okay. So I guess for the past 4.5 years of podcasting, these things have been kind of dropping, you know, whenever, willy-nilly, when they could. But we're going to try to stick to a solid release schedule now.
We're going to try.
Which is... Every morning at 9 a.m. Central American Time, it's going to drop down
every
day.
Single morning. Every morning, about an hour to an hour and a half of podcast will be sitting in your iTunes. Now, that would be no.
Just nonsensical rambling. People will love it.
I don't think I have 365 things that I'm happy about.
Oh, well, that's a bummer, Ben. That's one of my bummer patrols, that you don't have that many things to be happy about.
Well, I mean, that without accidentally repeating stuff, I don't know. I'm already afraid I'm going to repeat stuff.
Okay.
Because I haven't listened to any of the old ones. I purposely stayed away because, well, partly because I'm terrified of them. I do not want to have to hear them again. I heard them once when I edited, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, no, all people are kind of put off by the sound of their own voice, right? That's a universal thing.
I don't think it was even that. I'm just afraid of the content. What things did we say? What jokes did we make?
I don't like the way I sound.
Oh, well, that too. I'm not that you, not, the, not the way you sound. I also don't like the way you sound.
Oh, thanks. Oh, gee, that's really, my self-esteem's really taking a beating here, Ben.
No. Oh, but yeah, just reading back at our the blurbs that I wrote, because I wrote all the blurbs. I am terrified to know what went on in those episodes.
Yeah, and those blurbs are pretty out there.
Yeah,
pretty wild. I guess I should actually say the real release plan, which is that every Monday there should be a new podcast.
Yeah, every Monday morning.
Podcast aggregator.
At whatever time that I decide early.
At morning-ish time.
The time is not nailed down yet. Whatever the time this one shows up, that's what time all the other ones will show up.
Roughly. And we're going to do our best to stick to that release plan. Otherwise, our funding could get pulled, and it's just going to be a nightmare.
Well, now there's fancy stuff on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff where you can delay tweets to post in advance.
So oh, yeah, that's true.
That way I can pre-write the day before in case, yeah. And it'll do that with Blogspot, too. So that way it'll just post when I need it to.
Whoa, Ben, you're pulling the curtain back too much. The people don't need to know how the sausage is made. It makes it less delicious.
That podcast have to be posted and then listened to.
But yes, people like to think that it's some kind of magic that it just shows up on their phone.
Well, all right. Well, speaking of this, there's a chance that it might not be on iTunes the day that it's supposed to. So if you really want to hear it, you might have to go to the Blogspot. And that's because of yeah, I got that email recently that talked like to podcast providers letting us know that I think Apple's people are on vacation right now. And so there might be a delay on anything posted all the way up until January 5th, the first day that we're posting. That's the very last day of that break. So there's a chance it might not post immediately.
Okay, well.
So if you guys can't find this.
Excluding this podcast, all future shows.
Well, I mean, you guys are listening to it, so you have found it.
You can't. Yeah, you can't give them. Yeah. Congratulations, you have found the podcast.
Good job. All right, so what should we sync up and do next?
Well, now that that little bit of housekeeping is taken care of, I think we should move forward to our trademark segment, Happy Hour. It's happy hour again. All right, and for any new listeners, Happy Hour is the part of the show, the opener, where we each pick a thing that's making us happy for the week, something that... You know, I don't know. I don't have to explain the concept of happiness to you. I'm sure you got it. You know how happiness works, hopefully.
What is happiness?
all of our listeners are just like newly self-aware robots that don't know emotion. Like, how does happiness work?
Feeling.
What is it like to feel?
That's how I feel about some of them.
Love.
Unnamed listener.
Ooh, harsh.
Yeah, who knows?
Ben, what is your happy hour for for this, our first show of 2015?
Ooh, yes, because it is 2015 right now when we are recording it. So I have to remember that.
Absolutely, wink, wink.
I think my happy hour... Is board games too vague?
No, I don't think so. I think you can do board games.
I don't mean like just playing like Sorry or like Trouble or like Parcheesi. I mean like the weirder board games that more people haven't heard of. It's like not like Monopoly
like
or Life.
Monopoly.
No, not Monopoly. Oh. No, not like Monopoly or Life or any of that.
Monopoly. Okay. Hipster board games is what it sounds like.
Not that
board games are so cool that we have not heard of them yet. this board game, they're handcrafted in Russia. There's only eight in existence, and I have four of them.
Why would I want four of the same board game?
I don't know. You have this weird collector thing going on.
I want all eight of them. No, more like Snake Oil, for example. Snake Oil is a really fun game that we brought when we vacationed through the Atlanta area to Orlando and then back to Atlanta again. We being Megan and I, not me and Brian. He's already there. And then we played it with Brian and the Chris and the family.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It was the premise of Snake Oil. It's like you can finally live out your Mad Men fantasies, right? It's pretty much the gist of it.
Well, that might be,
you know, there's
your
Mad Men fantasies everyone has.
I think that's more of your gist. It's kind of, if you played Apples to Apples, it's like that, except you get to pick two of the cards, make it into a product to sell to the customer, and there's a customer card that can be like a grave digger or like a cheerleader or something random. You have to come up with two cards in your hand and pitch it to them. And like 30 seconds are, well, the box says 30 seconds or fewer, I think, or you can be cut off or something. But we always play until you feel like stopping, because it's way more fun that way. It's really fun, and I recommend everyone try it because it's fun. We can even play it over the internet. We did that over the phone.
Yeah, it's great, because
with my sister.
Yeah, we did. We played a phone game.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. I think, if I'm recalling correctly, she was a professional wrestler, and I sold her a robot costume.
Oh, I think I remember that. You did sell a robot costume. That game is really fun.
I did. I sold the heck out of that robot costume.
And last time we played,
yeah, it's great. I really enjoyed it.
And I forgot what you tried to sell me. Chris sold me the Yawn Tunnel.
You were a gravedigger.
I was a gravedigger.
Yawn Tunnel is pretty good.
Another member of Chris's family tried to sell me Murder Island. That one was fun. And you can pretty much just make up
Murder
whatever you
Island.
Want. You just make it up and pitch it however you want. Yeah, the customer can ask questions. It's great.
It's kind of a board game in the loosest sense. It's just it's kind of more of a creative enabler. It just kind of allows you to have these really interesting interactions with people, trying to sell somebody a noodle torpedo or something of that nature.
Well, like Quelf and Furt, those are kind of board games, but they give you some pretty weird interactions with people. You played them a
year ago.
That's
true, but this is like... That's true. But this is more of a card game, I guess. There's an actual board, and I think that disqualifies it from being called a board game, so it doesn't count. Sorry, Ben.
I'm pretty sure that I think they still count somehow, because they're in the board game section at stores and the internet. Well, they're also
card
recently,
and board games.
I've been playing a game called Villainy, where you get a super villain. You can pick from one of eight pre-made villains, draw some words out of a box, and then you can make your own name. Like, I think Megan's most recent one was The Face Warbler. And my latest one was The Woman Man, with the three random words I drew out of the box.
The Woman Man.
My favorite was Slugatron. I've been Slugatron.
It was The Woman and Man?
Yeah, The Woman Man, and that's the order
Slugatron
that I looked at.
Slugatron sounds cool.
Yeah, Slugatron was really cool. But you go through the game. It's kind of strategic. It's not like complicated, but it's more complicated than like Parcheesi or Sorry. But it's less complicated than like Settlers of Catan. And it is less complicated than Munchkin.
Oh yeah, that's Munchkin. Yeah, it's another fun card game.
Well, this is also a card game. I mean, I guess it technically has boards, Villainy, but it's more of like, you have a console with dials on it to keep track of your stats. You can hire henchmen that range from just boring old zombie to, like, they're alien-type henchmen. They're robot ones. There's, like, Dr. Blake Dark. That one's cool.
Dr. Blake.
They're robots. You can hire a bunch of henchmen, and the point is to get through three evil plans. And the first plan's really lame, like Dye the Lake Red was my original plan. And that was kind of lame. But I think the latest one, I think either my sister or Megan won or tried to win with Deleting the Internet was the final phase.
Deleting the Internet.
And, oh, no. My sister, I think, won with getting rid of rainbows or something. Just trying to get rid of all rainbows for the future.
But then how would we know that it had rained?
You did probably just go outside.
I guess the ground would be wet.
Yeah, yeah, the ground would be wet. I don't see rainbows that often. I see the wet ground more than I see rainbows. But that game's really fun. And the third game we've been playing
recently, pretty rare.
Is Steam Park, which took a little bit to put together. But once you do, it's really awesome. It's also kind of strategy, but even easier than Villainy to figure out. You get to kind of design and build your own theme park, attract visitors, and make sure it doesn't get too dirty and earn as much money as possible within six turns is all you get.
So it sounds like you're playing as a sort of a roller coaster tycoon.
It does, except it's like steampunky and you're living in a robot town and you're playing it with like 3D pieces that you can like pick which ones you want and place them in your town or on your board. You have to like build on pieces, and there's like dice you have to roll. I don't know. It's really fun to build your theme park. Like certain color visitors
sounds
only ride
good. I'd like to check
rides.
That one out.
Yeah, you should. Next time you visit or we visit, you need to play those games. And Snake Oil is a game
question about villainy.
Yes.
The villains you play, are they all wholly original creations? Are there any that feel like they're barely kind of skirting copyrights held by the big comic book companies? Like, is there a character like Professor Calamari or the Jokester?
No, not that close. But there is Rat Lady, whose costume looks a lot like Batman, just with, like, as a girl, but with rat ears instead of bat ears. My favorite was the Craig.
Okay. The Craig?
Yeah, like the Craig. C-R-A-I-G. That's it.
Craig?
Yeah, like the guy's name. Just that's the Craig. He's
Craig?
The best one. Craig? Well, I've heard it both ways. Because okay. it's not like Greg. Like C-R-E-G. So like Craig? I don't know how to say
it. That's kind of how I've been saying it for my entire life, though.
I usually like
Craig.
Say that.
Craig?
That's what I usually say. But I think my sister said like Craig. So I tried to say that one or something. I don't remember who said it. Someone said it like that. Listeners, if you know someone named that, write to us and let us know how they like it pronounced.
Yes. Let's settle the great Craig debate of 2015.
Craig. But yeah, board games that aren't just normal board games.
Unusual board games.
So what is your happy cast for this January 5th? 2015, Brian.
We're really committing to that date, aren't we? yes. My happy hour pick for today, January 5th, 2015, is I forgot how to do this. I hope it's not too boring. I found a really nice barbershop that I really like a lot, and it's my happy hour.
That works. So what makes you so happy about it? Is it like, did they have a pole in the front?
Okay. They do. Yeah. It's one of the red and white rotating kind of deals.
Oh, cool.
It's a very old school barbershop. It's, I've kind of been getting my haircut at like these, like, it, you know, chain kind of places like super snips or the Cuttery or, you know, like one of these deals.
Oh yeah. I know all about those.
This one's really great. Yes. But this is actually a pretty nice place. It's called Jenkins Barbershop, and it's been around for about 80 years, and it's a family-run little place, and it's very great. You go in, the floors are wood. You know, there's like a bench with magazines, and it's got a very old-school feel. You go in, there's like one guy. Mr. Jenkins is ready to cut your hair, and it's a really pleasant experience. You know, you get a hot shave with a straight razor. It's a lot of fun. I love it a lot.
Do you think
if you're ever in town and need a haircut, go to Jenkins.
Do you think he's the last Jenkins to do this? Like, do you think like his son
decided
to go into the business?
Yeah, you know, if you're born into that kind of dynasty of a Jenkins barbershop, you have no choice. How would you walk away from that?
I mean, is it only the old guy cutting your hair? Have you ever seen any younger people there cutting the hair?
There was I go in the same day at the same time to get the same haircut from the same guy. It's a very It's you know, it's very comfortable. I know it. I understand it. I went in one day and he wasn't there. There's a lady, and I was like, oh, I felt weird. It's like, should I walk out? I don't want to offend her. Do I tell her I'm looking for this other guy? But she's like, oh yeah, he had to take care of something. I can cut your hair. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, cool. And that's when I realized that I don't know what kind of haircut I get.
Me neither.
You know, Mr. Jenkins cut my hair like the first time. I'm like, yeah, that looks good. He's like, how do you want it? I said, shorter than it is, clean cut kind of look. I don't know. And then he's like, okay, yeah. So I cut it once, and then every time I come in since then, he's like, the usual. I'm like, yeah, of course, the usual. Give me the same haircut. I want consistency.
I have no idea what mine's called either. Or how to describe my haircut. Whenever I go in and get one. I think
it's called the bin.
The bin. But whenever I go in, I just, I mean, it's the same person I've been going to for years and years and years. And I just go in and sit down. And she's like, all right, same thing? I'm like, yep. All right. Thank you. Done.
See, it's very comfortable, consistent experience. But I went in, there's a different lady. I let her cut my hair. It's not great. I didn't love it. But it's fine. It's not her fault.
You should take a picture of it when it's like other perfect, than that, just in case. Because what if Jenkins dies?
No. He's going to outlive us all, Ben. He's going to put me in the ground. He's like a Highlander.
Is that who bought us?
I can't. You know, can't. This seems more like a after recording discussion. I don't feel like we should reveal the true nature of our funder.
I was just curious.
But it's a great place. It's such an old school establishment. It's like 1965 in there. Like the first time I went in, I got my haircut, and he's like, okay, it's going to be $16. And I go for my wallet, and I try to give him my card. He's like, oh, it's cash only. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I don't have any cash. I'm sorry. It's my first time here. I was kind of, you know, tripping over myself, apologizing. I was like, let me go get some money. I'll be back. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, let me go get money to pay you. I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
So I did that, and he seemed surprised that I returned. Like, I don't know if he gets conned into giving free haircuts a lot, but
probably.
It was a weird experience, but
weird.
Yeah, that's my happy hour pick for 2015.
The entire 2015.
January 5th. January 5th.
8 a.m.
All right, so now that we have the happy hour taken care of, we're going to move forward to a word from our sponsor and then roll into Bummer Patrol.
Hey guys, it's me, Chad Snyder, here to tell you about my podcast, Easy is ABC. Easy is ABC. Here's a podcast where I invite a friend over and we watch the episode of Happy Days where Fonzie gets his library card, and then we discuss it in detail. It's a lot of fun, and you'll never know what's going to happen next. Henry Winkler, Al Gore, and my mom. These are just some of the people I've invited to be on the show that haven't gotten back to me yet. So be cool, like Fonzie, and download my podcast wherever fine audio programs are sold.
Hey. Oh man.
Okay, and we're back. So Bummer Patrol, the thing that's kind of got us down, it's kind of the yin to the happy cast gang. So Ben, what is your Bummer Patrol pick for the week?
My Bummer Patrol this week is alibis. Maybe it shouldn't be alibis.
Okay. Do you not have are you establishing an alibi right now?
No.
I don't think a podcast would be a great alibi.
Oh, it's recording log. I was sitting here talking at these times. I don't know if I want to use, I guess I will. It just bothers me on TV. I see why they have to do it. Like, all right. Almost all the time on these crime shows, there's one guy who's like, I'm sorry, I don't have an alibi. I was sitting at home all night watching TV alone. And they're like, well, that's not good enough. I'm like, well, what? That's what a lot of people are doing most of their life.
you feel like the detectives are passing judgment on their lives? Like, that's just not an acceptable way to live.
Well, it just seems unfair. Like, most of the time, those people are the guilty ones, too. But what are they supposed to do? It makes me think, like, well, what if there's some murder and my alibi is, well, yeah, sorry, I was playing Mario Kart that night. There's no proof I was doing it, but I was home alone playing Mario Kart. And there's no way for me to prove it.
See, that's why you should always live stream all the Mario Kart you play.
Just always Twitch. Well, that means I'll have to be talking too, or else anybody could be playing. Oh, yeah, that's just true. A weird little thing that bothers me every time I see that. Like, oh, yeah, I was just home alone all night watching TV. I'm like, sorry, we still think you did it. That's not an alibi. Guess you had to go buy something and have a receipt for it.
Or I was on the Kiss Cam at the Dodgers game.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that checks out. We have an entire stadium of people that saw you on that Kiss Cam.
It's just so confusing. Refusing
to kiss that person that you didn't know.
Like, tons of people seem to always have alibis on TV. Like, are all these people always going out to clubs and sitting in bars where everyone just knows that they did stuff? I'm pretty sure a lot of these people were probably doing nothing if this were real life.
That's fair. I don't know. I feel like everything's online now. Like, maybe there's some kind of like digital alibi that you could like gin up, where it's like, I was at home alone watching TV, but I checked in on Foursquare. I'm the mayor of my living room. Isn't that good enough?
Yeah, but you could have just driven by and checked in. I forgot about Foursquare. Okay. Does that still exist?
Fair enough. I know. I think so. I don't know. I always wanted to be the mayor of somewhere.
You should be.
Oh, so your alibi is your alibi. I'm sorry. Your bumper patrol is the need for alibis in crime fiction. Is that no, the specific?
It works.
Or
both.
The use of an alibi.
I just think it's unfair to automatically surely suspect people when their alibi is, I was home alone watching TV. Because that's not.
So you feel like there should be like a law and order. There should be a law and order where, like, there's someone real kind of shifty, and he's like, I don't have an alibi, but then have him not be the guy. So, like, well, we thought it was.
Well, that happens a lot.
Turns out that guy was actually at home watching old episodes of The X-Files on VHS. Who knew?
Well, that actually is the truth sometimes on the shows. That is what they were doing. It's just, it seems unfair. They always just think, oh, yeah, that's the guy. That has to be him. He has no alibi. Like, yeah, well, what are you doing right now? You watching it are probably also sitting at home watching TV, maybe alone. You also have no alibi if for some reason someone you know gets murdered and you are a suspect. And then you'd be like, oh, why am I laughing at that guy? It looks like it's me now. This sounds like that I'm like about
to be
in
trouble. And then
there
could be like a 60 minutes. Yeah, it does sound like you're desperately trying to establish an alibi.
No, so in conclusion,
if we come back next week and Ben's gone.
Uh-oh. No.
In conclusion, you know what? It does seem really weird. It does seem extra weird now that you keep insisting on saying that it is January 5th, 2015. I don't know if I can take part in this anymore.
Oh, whoops. If it pleases the court, I have one more thing to say. Alibi is my bumper patrol, and bumper patrol is my alibi. I rest my case.
Oh, I like that. It's like a snake eating its own tail. Well,
yours.
my bumper patrol. My bumper patrol is having to be Ben's alibi. I just really didn't want to get involved in this. It's a real mess.
Oh, no, the internet.
I didn't sign up for this. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to make you.
Well, we are coming. Well, Ben, it is January 5th, 2015, and we're coming off of the holiday season.
At 10 o'clock Central Time, just in case it matters.
And one of my, you know, yeah, I'm sure it wouldn't, but if it did, it's important to say the time. We're coming off of holidays, you know, Christmas. One of my favorite Christmas traditions is every year, as anyone who follows me on Twitter might know, because I looked at Time Hop and it's like literally the same tweet on the same day every year. It's I like to sit back Christmas Eve, drink eggnog, and watch Die Hard. It's great. It's a joyous event.
It sounds fun,
but I don't know. I feel like my taste might be changing as a person because this year I was faced with a startling revelation that I don't think eggnog's very good. Is eggnog bad, Ben? Is it not a good thing?
I have a startling confession, and I've never had eggnog.
Okay. See, I remember really liking it for a long time, but for some reason this year, it just seemed like I don't know. It seemed like something that somebody cooked up, like a crazy person that wanted like a socially acceptable way to drink pancake batter. That's what it seems like.
Oh, maybe yours was messed up or expired or something.
I got a bad batch. That is a bad egg batch, not eggnog batch.
Bad nog batch.
A bad nog batch. A bit of bad nog.
Some bad nog going on.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I only drink it once a year for this dumb thing I do, but I'll try next year. I'm just a little bit worried that my favorite holiday tradition might be ruined forever.
So your Bourbon Patrol is
also
bad nog?
Die Hard's not a very good movie. Die Hard's not great. It's a dumb, dumb movie.
It's fun, though. That's the point
of it. No, I'm just kidding. Die Hard. No, it's not. It's more than fun. It's fantastic. It's very sound. The screenplay is great. It's well written and performed. The directing is top notch. I'm not disparaging Die Hard in the least.
Well, that is a relief.
Eggnog's kind of gross.
So bad. Wait. So is it bad nog or
I'm
changing
just
tastes?
Really. A bit of both. I don't know. A little column A, a little column B.
All right. It's a bad. You know, I just realized that my alibi.
I'm not sure.
We're giving myself an alibi for the future because we're actually recording days earlier. So this is not an alibi at all.
Unless what you're really trying to do is provide an alibi for days before January 5th, 2015.
Well, unless I'm planning some kind of crime for January 5th, in which case this makes sense. But I'm not, of course. Definitely not.
Of course, who would do such a thing?
A criminal, not a Benimal.
not a thing.
That's my new slogan. You always shoot down my new ideas of cool things that kids say.
I'm sorry. I'll try to be more open-minded, but I don't think Benimal is gonna fly with the kids. I'm not in touch with the youth of America, but I feel like Benimal might not be a mainstream idea.
What about South Carolina's nickname being So Carol?
Nope. Also made up.
Like, oh yeah, I live in So Carol.
I live reasonably close to South Carolina.
Oh, if
is North Carolina no car?
No car. It sounds like we're just being mean to them. Well, I guess it works for SoCal.
I'm sorry, North Carolina.
SoCal.
No, they don't call it that.
the OC, SoCal, and there's SoCarol.
No, that's not. Please don't call it the OC. Okay, I touche, Ben, for turning the table and making me realize I'm just paraphrasing the rest of development jokes at this point. My entire life is crumbling around me. I didn't know I was doing it, but apparently I was. We don't call it the OC.
Well, that's literally the only used the OC as a example there.
I know. And that's what made me realize that, like, oh, it's not, I didn't know that's what I was doing, but that's totally what I'm doing.
It is.
Okay, so Carol, I don't like it, but I'll give it a shot.
All right, and how about Nog? You don't like it, but you'll give it a shot?
I'll try next year. Tune in next year, listeners, for the exciting conclusion to my eggnog anecdote.
And maybe I'll try some for the first time.
Oh, a live podcast tasting.
Ooh. Of course, we'll have to wait like 50-something weeks, or maybe 40-something.
That concludes the Bourbon Patrol portion of the show. We're moving forward to a new brief segment. Reporting out in the field is Professor Rad with the Hacks of Life. Take it away. Hey guys, welcome to the Hacks of Life. I'm Professor Rad. I'm here to tell you about the latest and greatest from HappyCast Labs to improve your life. So, here's the thing. We've all been this guy laying in bed. It's cold. You can't sleep. Your toes are icicles. What is a guy to do? Well, bro, I tell you, go out, buy yourself a blanket, cover yourself up. Coldness is no longer a problem. Boom, you've been life hacked. Now, how about this? Next time you're out for dinner, find a burrito, buy a second burrito, take it home. I know what you're thinking. What are you going to do with two burritos? Put one in the fridge. Next morning, you got yourself a breakfast burrito. That's a gnarly life hack. Swoosh, nothing but net. So, until next time, I've been Professor Rad with the Hacks of Life.
thank you, Brian, for that interesting report. Well, not in the news, but anyway.
You're welcome, Ben.
So this all seems, I don't know if this is derivative of something else or if the other thing is being derivative. But did you know on, I guess, literally tomorrow, there is a show airing on True TV called Hack My Life?
I had no idea.
Yes. It's
tomorrow?
Yeah, literally.
January 6th?
2015. Yes. I saw a commercial for it. Yeah, it's a multi-camera upcoming how-to series that's going to premiere on True TV. Not that we're promoting them, but still.
No, not that we're getting any kind of kickback from mentioning them.
Yeah, and they're teaming up with microblogging site Tumblr to create the show. Just wanted to let you know that this is, I don't know.
That sounds pretty terrible.
I don't know. I guess since they're
technically, that sounds kind of awful.
They're technically coming after us, so they'll be derivative of us.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're getting out in front of this thing.
We'll
rename our thing Hack My Life. Like, they can't do it. We had it first. They can't do anything. What? Bring it on, QVC Lawyers. Is that the channel?
Yeah, True TV.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not QVC. All right, so the Danger Zone. The Danger Zone, where we talk about dangerous interactions or near misses we've had in life. Like that time that I jumped out of a stunt plane while it exploded and I nearly fell onto a crowd of babies that were watching. That didn't happen.
Ah, yes, we're all too familiar with that. We all remember the podcast in which that was covered. It was very, very thrilling.
I think that was one of the lost ones. Sorry, you guys missed it. Oh, I just lost all the audio. But I think you have a story to tell us, don't you?
I guess I do. I guess I have a tale I can tell. Faithful listeners will know the last time we had the Danger Zones where I was looking at some murder apartments, some real sketchy buildings. So I guess it's time to bring it back. We're kind of due. And I do have a story about a encounter with a down on his luck gentleman I could share with the HappyCast audience if you'd like. Does that sound good, Ben?
I would like. And you come out of this okay, right? Just in advance, we know that you were not harmed in the making of this true story.
Don't spoil the ending.
No, I'm just okay. So,
who knows? Maybe. I'm dead.
Uh-oh. Dead the whole. Is that why? Uh-oh. That's why I need my alibi.
Yep. It all comes together.
All right, so what happened?
I think I've told you the story. I've told you the story before, but we're going to...
Yeah, literally right after it happened.
We're going to pretend like you haven't heard it.
Yeah, I think you told me right after it happened since I was there.
moments afterward. The wonderful Mr. and Mrs. Panthar / Cobb were visiting Hot Atlanta, as the locals call it. Et Hanta.
It was pretty cool, Atlanta.
Well, to be fair, it was like late October. It's miserable in the summer. We do have a winter, which is good. It's my favorite part of the year, actually.
Me too. But,
we had just gotten back from the zoo, and I dropped you guys off at your room.
Yes.
And I was going to pick up some food. So I dropped you guys off. I'll be right back, guys. Go down the road, pick up some food, stop at a gas station to fuel up. I'm at the pump. And as I'm pumping my gas, I look across this empty field, and I see a guy walking toward me. Ooh. And he kind of waves. So I remember thinking, that's weird. Okay. So I kind of gave him a slight wave, like a acknowledgement, like, hey, I see you over there. Go back to pumping my gas. You think that's where my mistake was? Should I have just ignored him?
I think the mistake was looking anywhere else other than at the pump or the truck. Just make zero contact.
Eye contact is always...
Yeah.
Eye contact is mistake number one every time.
It's like being in a mall going past the kiosks. So, don't look at them ever, or they are going to try to pull you in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember being at the mall with a friend over the holidays years ago, and I was walking on the outside, he was on the inside toward the kiosk, and I remember him being like sucked in, like the guy's like, hey, over here, over here. And he was selling fake snow, which I guess is decorative. And he's like, here, you know, put your hand in there. It's actually cold. You can use it. It's, you know, great holiday decoration. And the thing I remember is him like pitching it as like, and it's perfect for every occasion. You know, you can use it for Christmas, holidays, weddings, divorce. he recommended celebrating your divorce with fake snow.
Woohoo! Just throw it in the air. Maybe he meant like making snow cones out of it. I don't know.
I'm not sure. And that's not part of the danger zone. That's a that's a little added bonus story for you guys.
Ooh.
Barely a story. Just me relaying a thing that happened once.
It was a good thing.
But I'm back at the gas station. I'm pumping the gas. I'm trying to get along. I got to get this food to people. I've got these slushies that I'm trying to get to you guys.
Oh, they were good.
And the guy gets up. Well, did you drink those? Okay, never mind. So he gets up to me, and he's right there. I can sense him behind me, and I just hear him say like, "Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, brother?" I'm like, "Oh, hey, man, hey, what's up?" He sticks out his hand, and it's an older gentleman, bearded, long hair, tattoos like on his hands and knuckles, and like a teardrop tattoo on his face.
Uh-oh.
Which is cool. Tats are cool. I mean, I don't have any, but, I'm not against them.
But teardrop.
And, it means he's sad about something, right? Don't ruin it for me.
It means he murdered the last guy that talked to him.
Hey, man. Oh, well, that's not good at all. He sticks out his hand. He's like, hey, man, I'm James. How's it going? I'm like, okay, I got to shake his hand. So I go to shake his hand, and then for some reason I have like a flashback to like grade school, like class, like stranger danger type stuff. Like, oh, you shouldn't talk to people you don't know. It's not safe. This is not a good idea. And I panicked. I remember thinking like, I can't tell this guy my name. I can't tell this guy my name. And so I out of nowhere, I just go like, hey, man, I'm Bill. And I kind of stop. I'm like, oh man, that's a bad fake name. That's actually my first name. Like, my first name's William. I told him my name's Bill. Oh, I messed up so bad. He knows my name, kind of.
Kind of. At least you didn't give him my name.
Oh, well, we haven't gotten to that part yet. Maybe I do.
Uh-oh.
I said, I'm going to see my friend, Ben Cobb.
No.
From...
They're in this hotel, like, at this address.
Hey, man. This is where they live. Here's the social security number.
How would you have that?
He's like, hey, brother, how's it going? Oh, shh, shh. He's like, hey, I don't want to talk about it. I don't have it. Never mind. Just if you get any, like, I'm freaking out, man. I don't have anything. I don't even know what social security number is.
Uh-oh.
But he's like, hey, brother, how you doing, man? It's good to see you. He's like, you think you can, I'm trying to get up that road over there. You think you can give me a lift? I look, and it's like, it's like right up there, like up that hill. He's like, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of tiring. You know, I've been walking all day. I did enough walking when I was in the service, you know. I'm like, okay, it's cool. And yeah, sure. I look, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea to just give strangers a ride, but this guy, down his luck, I'd like to help him out. It's, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, you know what, yeah, I can help you out. I can drive you up there. He's like, hey, you're a good man, I do appreciate it. And so I finish pumping my gas, and I get in the truck. He goes around to the other side, he opens the door, and he sees the food I just picked up, and he goes, oh man, you got some slushies in here. I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, that's cool, man. You think I could have one of those? I'm like, well, yeah, they're not really mine. They're not really mine. I'm taking them. Some friends are waiting on them. He's like, oh, that's cool, man. That's cool. And I'm like, I do. You know, I've got like some burritos here. Take a burrito. I give him a burrito. He's like, all right, I appreciate it, man. So we pull out of the gas station. I get to the part where I'm pulling out. He wants to go to the left. He says he wants to go to the left up this hill. And when I get there, he's like, hey, man, before we go there, you think we can go right over here, just down the street at the car wash and pick up my girl?
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, hey, man, I don't know. This truck's pretty small, man. I don't think there's really room. I don't think we can get her in here. And he's like, no, she's real small, man. She'll sit right here between us in this middle part. I'm like, And, you know, I don't know what to do with this part. It's a very uncomfortable situation to be in. I don't really know how to handle it.
You are in trouble now.
I do what any reasonable person would do facing the scenario. I say, okay, yeah, man, let's go pick her up. Let's go get your girl. Let's do that.
Oh no.
So I take a right. I'm going down the street. We're going to pick up his girl. And, you know, it's a little quiet for a minute. There's a lull in the conversation. And out of nowhere, this guy hits me with, he goes.
He hits you?
Yeah, man, you know what I really want to do? He doesn't hit me. Sorry, that's a bad choice of words. But there's no, like, there's no physical violence.
This guy just hits you. He punches drops you in the face. Song.
Not his. No. He goes, he's like, hey, man, you know what I really want to do is. I want to find a place where I can buy some weed, man.
Oh no.
And I just lock up. I just go silent. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. Oh man. And like, this is the point in the story where I'm just like thinking like, I screwed up. I screwed up so bad. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
This guy just asked me to help him find, it's like, hey man, I just met you and this is crazy. Let's go buy illegal drugs together. It's just,
that didn't rhyme at all.
It wasn't meant to. It's it's one of those non-rhyming songs that are so popular.
Oh, rap.
So we're going down the road a little ways. Oh yes, yeah. We all know how unimportant rhyming is in rap.
They never rhyme in rap.
That's not like the one important thing going on in rap is the cadence and rhyming.
No, it's just the music, the singing, so, the pitch.
It's all about the pitch. But we finally get there. He's like, "Oh, right here. Here's the car wash, man." I look at him like, "This is boarded up. This is not a car wash. This is an operation." I pull into the driveway, the parking lot. He's like, "All right, now pull around to the back of this building."
Uh-oh.
I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. You know what? At this point, I'm in it. I'm driving around to the back of this building with a stranger. Why not?
Oh, peer pressure.
Why? You know, if I'm doing this, I'm committing 100%.
Oh no.
So I pull around back, and then there's this there's a series of there's like a couch and a fire pit and some tents set up.
But before we continue, listeners,
set this up.
Sorry, before we continue, listeners should play a game where you count how many times you think Brian's about to die in this story. You can go back and start this if you want.
Yeah, right. Or restart it, and like a little sub game is how many times do I do a thing? It's like a choose your own adventure podcast. How many times do I do the thing that's the opposite of what you would have done?
Is the very first thing waving at the guy in the field? Probably.
Now you know, don't wave at strangers. Like, I feel like I should go to elementary schools and tell kids about this. Like, this is what happens.
Your wave might have looked like a hey, come over here wave from a distance or something. I don't know.
It was barely like a slight acknowledgement of existence. Like, I see you and now you see me and now we're done. That's the end of this interaction. That's what I thought it was. That's what I meant it to be.
And apparently not.
So, no. So we get back. He's like, hey, man, set this place up. I got spots like this all over town where we stay at. We got to keep it clean or they'll shut us down, but it's where we stay. So I'm like, oh, this is actually, I was very eye-opening. Like, I didn't know that there's much of a homeless problem in the area. It's, it's a little bit jarring. Like, okay, well, sure. Sure, man. Oh, hey, let me roll back. When I first picked him up, before he asked me for a ride, he said, you have any cash on you? So I gave him $4.
Oh.
I thought that's all it was, and he asked for the ride.
Oh yeah.
So it'll come up later, maybe. But so I'm like, okay, yeah, that's cool, man. And then I look and I see this young woman over on the couch, and he's like waving at her, and he's like, she's not. Let me go get her. I'll go get her, man. I'll bring her over here. And so he gets out and he goes over there, and I'm thinking, like, should I drive away? Should I leave right now? Would that be uncool? I guess I'm in it. I don't want to bail on this guy. His backpack's in the back of my truck. I don't want to just steal his backpack.
I'm fine.
Don't panic. We're good. So he comes back with her, and you know, she gets in, he gets in behind her. And then he's like, hey man, this is, I can't remember her name. It's like, this is, you know, so-and-so, she's my little sister. And I'm like, all right, well, I look at him. He's like a older white gentleman, like in his late 50s. And this is like a younger black woman. Maybe they're, I don't know. I mean, sure. Maybe it's your little sister. I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of like, maybe some kind of slang thing. Like he taught her the ways of the street. I don't know, but
the ways of the street. Like
they're biologically. Yeah. The ways. I don't know. Was that a poor choice of words?
It wasn't a poor choice. It just sounds really funny. It sounded funny to me. I'm sorry.
Well, Ben,
this is just a really bad situation.
A real problem. No. It's nothing to laugh about.
Brian.
So crass. I just can't believe how insensitive you're being.
I'm pretty sure we're in
the truck. He's like, all right, let's go. So I'm going back up the hill where he wanted to go originally, and they're talking about, you know, different spots to stay at. I'm trying to stay out of it, try not to overhear it, you know, let them talk about what they need to talk about. And out of nowhere, we're passing this package store, and the guy's like, hey, pull over right here, man. Pull over. Stop here for a second. And then the woman's like, no, don't. We don't need to stop there. Let's keep going. I want to buy some cigarettes. And he's like, all right, fine. Keep going. And so we get up the street, and we pull into a Shell gas station. He's like, over here next to this bush. And I pull over there.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, yeah, we got a mattress down there. It's where we're staying tonight. You can get out and take a look at it if you want. I say, no, I'm okay. I'm all right. Thanks.
Do not get out of the truck. Do not go look at the mattress in the bushes.
And is that, see, I'm surprised I didn't do that. It seems like, at this point in the story, that seems like the logical progression of my character.
Your character? This is probably the point, too, where Megan and I got like, kind of worried about where you were. We were like, he just went to, like, Taco Bell. Where has he been for the past, like, 45 minutes? This is getting weird.
Yeah. So they're getting out, and the lady, she stops. She's like, hey, do you smoke? Do you have any cigarettes? And before I can even answer, the guy's like, no, he doesn't smoke. Look at him, man. He's a smart guy. He's too smart for that. He wouldn't do that. And then she's like, all right. She gets out of the car. And like, he's thanking me. He's like, thanks, man. You really helped me out today, man. God's going to bless you for what you've done. Like, you're a good Christian man. You really helped me out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. It's cool, man. No, don't worry about it. Don't mention it. And he closes the door. And he looks at the drinks again. He's like, man, I got to ask you one more time. I know our girl's, you know, real thirsty. How much do you want for one of those drinks?
Oh.
And I kind of look at him. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, just like for one, I know I just gave you $4. I'm not going to take my $4 back from you for a drink. Is this a long con? I don't understand what's going on. So I'm like, okay, you know what? You can just take the drink. It's fine. Don't worry about it. And then he takes it and he says, you know, man, you really helped me out. If you see me, you're driving around the streets tonight, you see me out there, pull over and I'll give you back your $4. So don't, you know, hey, don't worry about it. Don't, it's on me. Don't worry about it. It's fine. And he's like, all right. And I drove off and then I immediately went to the hotel you guys were staying at and then immediately told you guys. And it's really weird because when I came in the room, like, you kind of brought me up, and you're like, oh, look, I found this homeless guy outside. That was your bid. I was like, well,
I was trying to make a joke like, oh yeah, like this guy outside just brought some stuff and just trying to be funny about it. And then you had a story about it. And I was like, oh man, and there were lots of little dangerous scenarios where things could have gone bad. We told the part about the, you know, his little sister. He picked her up and went to a mattress. At first, I was thinking, oh no, I've seen Cops. This is what they do to get guys to go be with escorts.
It's a setup, man.
Yeah, this is what happens. Not if they were the cops, but this is what, like, the pimps and prostitutes do.
Oh, I'm getting caught up. I'm a John all of a sudden. I was just trying to buy some slushies, man.
So I was getting pretty worried about
I forgot the detail of, like, when we're leaving the gas station. He's like, hey, is there like a seatbelt law here in the state of Georgia? I said, yeah, pretty sure. I don't know. I think so. For trucks, I guess. He's like, well, let's buckle up, because I was wearing a seatbelt. I was like, let's buckle up. It's, you know, I find it's best to avoid the cops when you can.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, okay, let's avoid the cops. Yeah. That was, you know, uh-oh, that was a... okay, but, you know, and then that was my story. It's my experience. It was, it's really interesting because... Like when I've told it to a few people, and when I do, it kind of, their reaction kind of tells me a lot about them. It's like, it's an interesting test like that, because Ben right away was like, I've seen Cops. I know what this is. This is some kind of prostitution thing.
Well, when he said the little sister,
that tells
part,
me Ben's a big fan of Cops.
Not a big fan. Yeah, if it's right on TV, that's, it's like a background suspect show.
And I told a coworker, and his reaction was, he's like, "Oh, I mean, he should have died. That guy, man, I bet that guy was gonna kill you, man. He was planning on killing you. But then, like, when you got in there, he could just tell you're such a pure and innocent person. Like, he couldn't go through with it." I'm like, "Okay, thanks. I don't."
That's not like, what I'm I not, would.
I don't know what that means.
No, that's not what, like, I would go with that one.
Such a good man. I don't know. That was weird. And my mom, I told my mom, she's just like, free. Like, oh, no, are you, I can't, you should, what are you, don't do, don't pick up strangers. What are you doing?
That's a good mom reaction.
And then I told her the story, and I was like, and then he killed me, and I'm dead now. That's how the story ends. Are you happy now?
Why did you, don't pick up, I mean, especially after you told Chris while I was there, and he told a couple other terrifying stories about picking up strangers.
Yeah, just don't pick up strangers. Just general, I mean, I wish you could. I'm bummed that you can't, you know, help people that you don't know, but it's, you know, be smart, I guess, is the moral of the story. I don't know.
Giving him the money at the start was probably good, like, but giving him the actual ride was probably a little scarier. Especially when you had to go do other parts of his ride, like as favors, in addition to just go up the street.
There was this moment where, like, after he told me to go pick up the lady, and he told me to go by the package store, like, I had this moment where I was like, oh, this is going to go on for hours. He's going to tell me to go somewhere else, and then somewhere else, and next thing you know, I'm going to be in, like, Kentucky. Oh, what have I done? But it wasn't that long.
It was a while. We were getting a little bit worried. We're like, all right, should we, like, try calling him at this point? I don't know how long it would have been before we would think to, like, you know, try to call Chris or try calling the cops. But luckily you lived.
Well, you know, I did, and then I told one other person, a friend of mine, and he, you know, just sat there the whole time listening to the whole story, nodding, like, acknowledging it, just really taking it in. No reaction throughout the whole story. And when I get to the very end, he just kind of nods. He's like, hey, man, that's a nice story, man. It sounds like you really helped that guy out. I'm like, yeah, thanks. I did.
You see, yeah, it was nice that you helped, but it's also scary because it could have been bad. At least he didn't try anything scary.
You know, you gotta roll the dice every once in a while, Ben. Take a risk, you know?
Not if it involves,
like, somebody
death.
Gives you a package and tells you to drive it to this location. You know, you just do it. Don't ask about what the package is.
Well, no, don't ask what the package is. Just don't deliver it. If you ask, you're gonna get killed. That's not what happens.
You know,
with cops.
You just, you know, driving things, you know, across the border and back. It's, you know, it's how people helping people don't.
Just basic courier jobs.
But that's, that. Yeah, you know, like a friendly neighborhood courier. Exactly. But yeah, that's my danger zone story.
Oh, so was that highway to the end zone, the danger zone, or that just like the avenue? I don't remember what road it was, what kind of road. It wasn't a highway.
What road are we talking about?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Well, this is the highway to the danger zone. I don't know. You weren't on a highway, were you?
I think, yeah, Highway 92. It's a highway.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was still a highway. Okay, so it is. You actually were on the highway to the danger zone. And the danger zone was that mattress in the bushes. Where you could have been stabbed, yes, if you had gotten out and investigated.
You know, maybe, but it's you know, I was driving around the other day. It was raining, just like the hardest rain I've seen in a long time. It was really pouring down. I couldn't see like a foot in front of me while I was driving. And I was in the same area, and I was like kind of wondering, like, I wonder where that guy's at. I wonder if he's somewhere dry, at least. I don't know.
I hope so, because at least he seemed non-murderous. So that's good.
He seemed like a good guy. Like, in terms of picking up strangers that you don't know and, you know, driving around doing favors for them, he gets like an 8 out of 10. Would recommend to friends.
Which you shouldn't do, just by the way, to other people. Don't do that, typically. Sometimes it's okay, but just to be safe, just err on the side of no. So
yeah, it's true. I mean, I guess, you know, be smart, be safe.
Yeah, that. See, there's a moral to the story. All right, so what is next?
Well, the final thing we have to do is a little bit of feedback. Sounds.
The mail's here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
What's this? A letter for me.
We have arrived at the feedback section. I'm, you know, I think... the fact that we didn't do a single podcast for the year of 2014, we just took 2014 off, makes me wonder how much feedback we could possibly have. Surely the inbox is just a wasteland at this point.
Well, it was actually pretty full of spam, but that's gone now. And we have two feedbacks from two listeners. Well, not two each.
Oh, wow,
one from each. All right.
Cool. What kind of feedback do we have?
We have one from ICLTN. That's not her name. We have one from Fizzbiz.
Nope.
Fizzbiz. I've been listening to a lot of Lost Unlocked recently. Ms. Fizz.
I don't know who this ICLTN is. But yeah, Ms. Fizzbiz. oh, great. Yeah, you know, a longtime supporter of the Happy Cast. episode one, I think, listener. So, yeah, what does Bzzz have to say?
Ben, Brian, I have missed the random wonder that is the Happy Cast. The best Christmas present you could give me is the news of the return. This is my happy hour for sure. I can't wait to hear Brian's thoughts on Gilmore Girls, which I'm rewatching as I write this.
It's so good! It's so good!
Sorry. See how many stockings full of macaroni Ben gets for Christmas.
Listeners, let me derail this email to say, if you want to hear my thoughts on Gilmore Girls, wait until a future podcast. I will spend at least 15 minutes talking about how incredible this show is. I know you think, like, WB show from the early 2000s, how good could it be? Let me tell you, here's the premise. It's about a single mother, a strong-willed single mother, raising a daughter on her own, and she lives in this town. It's almost like Twin Peaks. It's a weird, like, Twin Peaks-y kind of small town, and it takes place in, like, the general New England area, I think. It's filled with wonderful characters, the dialogue's incredible. Best show I've seen in a long time, maybe in my top 10 of all-time favorite shows.
Wow.
Right up there with other classics such as, I don't know, Lost and Mad Men.
Cheers. Kinda, Frasier. You
know, it's kind of like one of these things isn't like the others. Cheers. Seinfeld.
Ooh, Seinfeld.
Anyway, sorry. But this is not my Gilmore Girls rant. That's for a future.
This is podcast. Not your Netflix pick yet.
No. But we all know what's going to be.
She can't wait to hear that. See how many stockings.
It's the television equivalent. It's like the television equivalent to comfort food. You just sit down. It's like, man, it's a rough day at work. I'm kind of tired. I'm just going to turn on Netflix and watch 5 episodes of Gilmore Girls because they go down smooth, man. One goes right into the next. It's so smart, so fun. Oh, man, Ben, why aren't you watching Gilmore Girls right now?
I'm recording a podcast, and yesterday I watched season 3 of The Newsroom.
Okay. The whole thing?
Yeah, it was only 6 episodes, so I just went ahead and watched all of them. It's pretty. I
How's
liked
that
it.
Finale? Does that wrap up well?
Oh, yeah. Everyone okay. just okay. ends up, you know, nah, so. Yep. Anyway,
news happens.
Yeah, she can't wait to hear your thoughts on the Gilmore Girls, see how many stockings full of macaroni Ben gets for Christmas, and pancakes, Regis pancakes. I can't even give a bummer patrol because I'm too excited. Pancakes. Well, happy podcasting and stay, continue, remain, keep happy. Cordially yours, Mrs. Fizzbuzz.
Thanks, Fizzbuzz.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry for calling you your old name. That is, I have been listening to too much LU. And for the other email, I'm going to let Brian read this one because it is from the New Today.
I don't have the emails. Where's that? I don't know. Like, I didn't get a printout. I don't have any emails. Okay.
I'll fax it to you.
Here's an email from the New Today. Dear HappyCast, New Today here with a happy hour / bumper patrol pick. I am beyond thrilled over the moon, y'all, that the podcast is back. Can't wait to hear Brian's thoughts on the Gilmore Girls and how many stockings of macaroni Ben got.
It is in your Skype chat. I just copied and pasted it to you. Well, that's what Fizz says. Mizzy Fizzy Busy.
Nope. Never say that again.
What's wrong with all the cool kids stuff I say?
It just makes me sad that I'm not a cool kid.
Yeah, if you were, you would know that okay. they say stuff like that.
Okay, here we go. New Today. It opens up. Ah, Ben and Brian. Brian and Ben. It is amazing to hear you again. Oh, rhymes. Anyway, it's crazy great that you guys are back at the old grindstone, grinding them noses. Yeah, to be fair, like, you think, like, mine was kind of close. I mean, Gilmore Girls, macaroni, it's all here.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, grinding them noses. Your schedule has been pretty sporadic, but you keep them guessing. You gotta keep them guessing. Can't let the man get you down with his so-called logical time frames. I'm pretty sure I've had a smattering of happy hours, bumper patrols, but I shall be benevolent as always and not list all of them. My current happy hour is that thing called infomercialing.
I don't know what that is.
That is the thing where, well, let me tell you, here we go. She's getting to it. That is the thing where whenever you're doing a task, someone yells infomercial and the former has to mess up whatever he/she is doing in the most elaborate, dramatic way possible. Oh, that's really good. Like, you know, they're just like getting like things out of the cabinet. It's like infomercial, and then you're dropping them, slapping them up in the air, like, oh no. That's fine. I start doing that.
I already do that.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's fine. Why didn't you tell me? I'm bummed out that I didn't know about this sooner. That's my bummer control. Anyway, I'm pretty good at infomercialing without even being challenged. Unprovoked infomercialing.
That is true.
A lot of things suck and or qualify as a bummer patrol, and therefore I cannot choose one. Oh well. Key all the pappies, the New Today, aka Curlin.
Yeah, I don't know.
There are no vowels. There's no vowels in this. I don't.
Yep. That's
so.
That's
thank
her.
You, the New Today.
Thank you so much for that.
I know it has only been 20 seconds, but I already do not want to think back to a time in my life where I did not know about infomercialing. I feel like this is a game changer.
Well, now you do know, And so now you can just start doing that while at work, chopping them meats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, everything. All day, every day. Infomercialing.
Oh.
Ben, infomercial this podcast. Go.
Ah!
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I guess I'm kind of infomercialing the podcast by loudly chewing jelly beans into my mic. I'm sorry about
that. Oh, I didn't even know you were. I mean,
it's been a while. I forgot how. I forgot how basic, manners work. So
better call
really,
up Trent.
Really email our manners specialist. Yeah, see what he has to say. But thank you, everyone who wrote in with feedback. It's just so many people. I can't even list all the people. So much feedback.
All both
from
of
a podcast
you.
That had been gone for a podcast that had been gone for a year and a half.
But now,
yeah, we do appreciate it.
You'll be able to
if
do it
anyone
again.
If anyone out there wants to send in your own feedback, did you say something about Big Ben?
No, I said now they'll be able to do it again, now that we'll have a regular schedule.
Oh, I thought you said now you can call Big Ben. I'm like, I don't
no,
know.
No, don't Is call that, me Big what, Ben.
Are we calling you that now? I don't. Okay.
Oh, somewhere at the start of the show, should we have given like our email and phone number and website?
Maybe. Is that more of an end of the show thing? I can't even remember at this point.
I don't.
Probably both.
Both. Oh, we could do it now since we're done with this part. Hey, guys, yeah. Our email, if you want to email us, happycastfeedback@gmail.com. We'll take MP3s of you
yes.
talking.
Send in.
We'll take written emails.
True.
Whatever. We have a phone thing. Yeah, you can call in 177 Happy Nun, I think it is, N-U-N. That sounds about right.
177 Happy Nun. Yeah, I think that's right. I think you nailed it. Good job.
We have a brand new website. Fingers crossed that this is true.
What? Oh.
It's not true at the time of recording, but I'm hoping it'll be true at the time of podcast posting. So you could check out the HappyCast at happycast.website. We're not lying.
Is that www.happycast.website?
Yeah, http:// a couple slashes,
www.//
I don't remember. I was trying to think, too. That's why I just said a couple
HappyCast.
Slashes. HappyCast. Website, not com.
Happycast.website.
Not edu, org, gov, .website. Not kidding. That's seriously what it is.
No.
And I'm not sure if it actually exists, but it probably will if I learn how to do that.
I think it, and while I appreciate everything you're doing to set that up, I am going to try to personally secure happycast.edu. That way we can reclassify ourselves as an educational institution, just helping the people, now, you know, not to pick up strangers probably, unless you want to do your thing. Don't let us tell you how to live your life.
Teach you how to be happy.
Hey, if anybody has any, tales of, picking up, people you don't know and driving them around, I would like to hear those. Send those to me.
Yes. Safe or dangerous.
Brian.happycast.website/forward. Website.com.
Yeah. That. Well, also we have the blog just in case the website's not working. The happycast.blogspot.com. That's why I want to change it. I don't like that I had to get the one that had the in it.
Because we're dropping the. We're rebranding. We're just HappyCast now.
Yeah. Welcome to HappyCast. Like that.
This is HappyCast. It's more than a podcast, man. HappyCast is a state of mind. It's a feeling in your gut. It's a sensible haircut. It's a low carb sandwich. It's a comfortable shoe.
Wow. I thought it was a podcast.
It's a stylish sports car. No, man. It's all these things. Don't limit the HappyCast to being one thing. Nobody puts HappyCast in the corner.
Well, I have for about a year, a little over a year. It's just been sitting in the corner,
yeah, me too.
Crying.
Just one of the hundreds of sad, neglected podcasts out there without a home, but we're taking it in, you know, we're, you know, with help from our, from the savior of the podcast, who shall not be named, we're, you know, we're Voldemort? Building it up. We're going to make it something again, hopefully. Ben, I thought you weren't going to say his name on the air. Oh, he's going to be so mad. Oh, man.
We're going to get Avada Kedavra'd so hard.
I mean, it's already so bad. It's already bad that the first time we met him to discuss, you know, him taking care of the show, that you were playing Got Your Nose. That's just such a... And now this, I can't believe it.
Oh, that's origin story.
You could cut all this out of the show, right?
No. Well,
okay. Not even going to pretend to cut it out. No. I appreciate your honesty.
Nope, definitely not.
Nope, not happening.
Nope, it's in.
I do reckon that brings us to the end of this here podcast.
I agree with you.
All right. Suddenly we're cowboys or something. That's fun. Well... Y'all, city slickers, come on back next time. You hear?
On the happy cast.
I can't really end the show like that.
No. All right. So
what is that going to be our new thing? Is that how we have to end every show now?
As cowboys? No. This is let's
let's go classic ending. Hey everybody, thank you for listening and sticking around with us. We hope you'll join us again next Monday here on another episode of Happy Cast. Until then,
stay
happy.
Happy.
Nice try, Ben and Brian, but is this the best you've got? I fund your podcast and this is what you deliver? Maybe we need to change up the formula. Make it a morning radio show and see if you produce something worth listening to.